Mucky mucks suck big bucks from the slime of corporate crime, until stacks of greenbacks make miles of piles of stashed cash, collected in obscene amounts in Swiss accounts, while fat rats cry crocodile tears for the fears of ripped off ones whose missing funds were drained away till they can't pay mortgages in arrears. And with this fiddle, this worldwide diddle little lingers as our glorious and free economy runs through our fingers.
Unabating criminality, without a trace of decency.
Bankrupt status is coming at us. Corporate heads in cahoots with slimy feds paved the way since Ronnie's day for auditors to look away and even help to cook the books so top hats can manipulate their full plate and trade while regular folks are delayed. It's all the same. Enron's con or globalcrooks.com. It's a chorus of revolving doors and a systemic epidemic of overlords, banded in an underhanded saturation of contributions, aiding and abetting the ones getting deregulation of institutions. So the oiled flow of ill-gotten gains will abound and spread around the elite to complete the circle of corruption without interruption.
Reinstating criminality, without a trace of decency.
The foundation of our nation should have lasted, but it was blasted by terrorists crashing corporate ships of selfishness into what we need to be a seventh generation economy. This creepy inability for officiality to see gross dishonesty will blow out our dreams at the seams. They want to privatize our water supplies and vaporize planetary security in the absolute assurity that the money prize matters more than who dies. If we hope to cope and humanize, it's time to have open eyes. Terrorists have control of our bureaucracy, and it's all going bust in the ash and dust of the rust of our democracy.
Homicidal criminality, without a face of decency.
And still, W wants us to kill his daddy's nemesis and bless his call to own it all by bloodletting and betting our social security on worthless stocks, while his daddy's crew gets the keys and locks away our liberties. But if we stand resolute and refuse to shoot, remedies are coming. Join the peaceful drumming, oppose this mess, expose this craziness of constant fights forevermore. Perpetual war is a way to dismiss the idea of fair play from the corporate political military endeavor of grabbing more of whatever from every foreign and domestic shore. If we acquiesce, we can only guess how much astronomy we will need to see the distant places where the traces of the last bits of the blast will be. But finally, cancer patients will be able to take a toke from the smoke legally, 'cause that's all there's gonna be.
Suicidal criminality, without a place for decency. Suicidal criminality, without a trace of decency. Homicidal criminality, without a trace of decency. Unabating criminality, without a face of decency.